Hi guys. So today it's 3:23 in the morning, and I am just thinking to myself that, you know, I know that I have a voice that I was given when I was a kid, and I know I can sing, and it's just like I fell off so bad because I haven't sung, and I just kind of set on my talent, and now I have endured so much pain in my life, and right now I'm just sitting in my car, and I'm just, this one song, well, two songs by Beyonce have kind of been sitting with me today, and it's Love, XO, and also All Night Long, that's on her Lemonade album. And I know the meaning behind her Lemonade album because I watched, you know, basically her making it, and, you know, just a lot that she's put into this Lemonade album. And when I'm listening to the song and I'm just imagining her real life situation, and, you know, if this was really the effort, you know, I believe, like, when she did All Night Long, like, the whole thing was, I can't think of the word, not deliverance, but not repentance. I can't think of the word. But basically at this point they are redemption. And if that is the case, to where she was able to, like, fully love Jay-Z again after the hurt and the pain that she went through and that he caused her, it's a beautiful thing, you know. Like, we don't know the circumstances that people go through in their life, that they go through behind closed doors in their marriages. We don't know their thoughts, their feelings, their emotions. Like, we can only relate to what we have went through. And, you know, maybe our situation is worse, maybe it's not as worse, you know, maybe Beyonce's situation is worse, but you never really know. And if indeed, you know, it was a redemption process for them, it's a beautiful thing. And I just sit here and I want to be able to sing my heart and my soul out in this song, because although I didn't receive that redemption, or my husband did not receive that redemption from me, there's always a wish in my mind that things did not go as they did and things could have got better. But I'm sitting here and I want to pour my heart out into the song. In order for me to pour my heart out into the song, I'm literally still imagining, like, this one scene from a point of our marriage. Well, we weren't married yet, actually, but I was expecting my second child with him. And someone came to me about an Instagram post, and basically he posted him at a gun range with a woman, and, you know, she was obviously shooting the gun, and, you know, he was behind her with his ear mitts on or whatever, and you know, he recorded her, not physically together, but obviously you're in the same booth. Like, we know how a gun range works. Like, we know how a gun range works. And at that point, I was about 8-9 months pregnant with my son, which is our second child. And I just wanted answers. And I was devastated. But, like, with me, when it comes to me feeling that I am being cheated on or whatnot, I want to see the proof, or I want you to tell me, like, the truth, and I need concrete evidence. And even though it's right for me, like, I just need you to confirm it with me. Like, I've always been that way. So I go to a house that he was working on at the time, and I go up pregnant, and I ask him, and I may have been yelling, but I know that I'm not a violent person, so I didn't go hitting or tearing up a house or anything like that. But I asked him, and I just wanted him to tell me the truth. And he could not tell me who she was. He could not tell me that he went there. He's one of those people that when he gets angry, he hits. He hits me. And, you know, he's not good with his words when it comes to me. And I was 8 or 9 months pregnant, and he had someone in the house remodeling his bathroom at the time. They were doing remodeling in that house. And I just, tell me who she is, tell me who she is. He's, leave me alone, get out my face, leave me alone. No, just tell me who she is. And he slapped the shit out of me so hard. And me, the person that I am, I'm used to abuse. As a kid, I was used to abuse. So I actually keep going when I'm hit. Like, I don't even fight back for the most part. And it's not because, like, I'm scared of them or I'm scared to hit them. Well, I am scared to hit them. And that's because of just the consequences that comes after. Like, at that point, you know, depending on how hard I hit him, I believe that, and this has been with other people too, not just him, but I believe that, you know, it's going to trigger them to do something. And at that point, I have to get weapons. And at that point, this can be a whole case. So I usually don't fight back, you know. You know, so he slapped me once, and then I just kept saying, he kept telling me, get out of his face, get out of his house. No, I didn't tear up anything. I didn't grab anything. I just cried and was telling him, tell me who she is. You know, did you go with her? Like, who is she? And he just kept slapping me and told me to get out. I wouldn't get out. And he grabbed me by my hair, and I was tussling with him at this point, grabbing walls and he was trying to put me out the house. And he, like, literally pulled me by my hair through the back door and kicked me out the house. And I was 8 or 9 months pregnant at that time with our second child, my first child. I was basically high risk with her. And I can't get over that particular situation. Me out the house, out the back door, and all you had to do, you was brave enough to put this girl on your page. You were brave enough to do that, but you couldn't. You had balls to do that. You knew it was going to get back to me, but you could not tell me. Yes, I was, you know, you couldn't. You just came up with this sorry, pathetic excuse. 3 years later, we're still together. And this is not the only, but this is the situation that I'm thinking about. And I feel like it's situations like this to where there cannot be any redemption. Because of how you did me. I'm so hurt. When I picture myself that day, I'm pregnant. Like, this particular scene just keeps playing in my head, and it has so all week. And I don't know why, because this is later. Like, my son is 3 now, and it hasn't really, I haven't really thought about it until recently. But this is just one of those situations where redemption won't be given. It's not possible. And along with every other thing, but this is just something I feel like I won't recover from. And when I think about it, and I'm just like, this is somebody that I loved. This is somebody that was supposed to love me. And I was pregnant with your son that you love so much. I do so much. And I left him a long time ago, mentally and emotionally. It took me a while emotionally. Mentally, I left. Emotionally, it took a while because and just recently, I say the last 3 to 4 months, 5 maybe, I haven't been there emotionally at all, because I had to put it in my head, like, this guy does not love me. I'm not going to let him convince me that he loves me, as he has over and over again repeatedly through this marriage. At this point, he does not love me. This is not love. I never was anything to him. He only saw in me whatever he could benefit from, whatever the case is. And now I'm broken down to where he can't get anything from me at this point. Like, I'm useless. Well, I'm not useless, but to him, I'm useless. And I had to tell myself that. Like, he never loved me. He's not going to love me. Don't allow yourself to believe that he loves you. And that doesn't matter what he does, what he says, what he just, it does not matter. He does not love you, Danielle. He does not. He's stuck in a situation, and that will allow me to grow away from him emotionally. So, no, we have not had sex. We have not kissed. We have not went on a date. Like, we haven't done anything. We never communicated as friends. Like, it's just literally just, you know. And when I left mentally, he changed to where he feels like we're changing and our relationship is ending because of my actions at this point. I'm not being a wife. I'm not respecting him. He even had the nerve to say to me a couple days ago, what do you think is going to happen if you keep doing what you're doing? What do you think eventually is going to happen with us? And it's so crazy because I said this to him earlier in our relationship. Like, what, you keep treating me like this, you keep doing this, you keep disrespecting me, you keep being like, what do you think is going to happen? He didn't believe that I would leave, but I didn't leave physically, I left mentally. And then eventually I left emotionally. And I cry about it because, like, when I picture myself, just me being dragged by this man, and it's not him anymore, it's me. That it happened to me, not because he did it to me, but because it happened to me. A person that's full of love, like, just wants to love people, is genuine and just doesn't want to hurt anybody, you know? And just walked into a marriage just 100% just pure. Right after I just got, I'm not even saying a marriage, into a relationship, I just was so vulnerable, but I still gave everything in the beginning. Honesty, trust, love, compassion, loyalty, like, whatever it was, all in the beginning. Not once did he show it. He got caught up so many times. Never did I. But it was never appreciated. I always got accused, like, of things and crazy treatments. And then years later, because I got tired of being accused of cheating, I decided to go and reach out to a man and possibly become, have a side dude. And it didn't get there sexually because I felt like it was blocked and not allowed by God. So when I kind of woke up from it and realized, okay, I'm glad that this didn't happen, let me just drop this now. Later on down the line, he found messages and he swears on everything that I cheated on him, and I did not. But, you know, mentally, if I thought it, then it's done. But it is what it is. But going back to this song, like, I just wish I could have reached that redemption stage, that redemption phase. There's just so much stuff that has happened that is not redeemable, and that's why, like, I want to be able to pour my heart out into this song, because I know how, if things weren't so bad, how happy I would be, how in love that the love that I could have gave him, the love that we could have had, the love we could have shared, if he genuinely loved me, the person that I could have been, that I was to him, even greater with a beautiful love and family along with our love, but we don't have it. So now that I don't have all that fresh in mind, let's see where we go from here.
Found the truth beneath your eyes, and true love never has to hide. I'll trade your broken wings for mine. I saw your scars and kissed your cries. Oh, so many people I know that just want to touch you. Kiss up and fill up and roll up. Kiss up and fill up and rub up on you. So many times, who that I can trust you again. I wanna kiss up and rub up and fill up. Kiss up and rub up and fill up on you all night long. True love all night long. Sweet love all night long. True love all night long. All I wanna, ain't no other. We together, I remember. Sweet love all night long. Our love was stronger than your pride. Beyond your darkness, I'm your light. If you get deep, you'll stop my mind. Baptize your tears and dry your eyes. Oh, so many people I know that just wanted to touch you. Kiss up and rub up and fill up. Kiss up and rub up and fill up on you. Give me some time to prove that I can trust you. Again, I'm gonna kiss up and rub up and fill up. Kiss up and rub up and fill up on you all night. True love all night. Love all night. True love all night. All I wanna, ain't no other. We together, I remember all night long. They say true love's the greatest weapon to win the war caused by pain. But every time it has imperfections. But my love's too pure to watch it drip away. Oh, nothing real can be threatened. True love breathes salvation back into me. With every fear came redemption. And my torture became my enemy. All night long. True love all night long. Sweet love all night long. All I wanna, ain't no other. We together, true love, all night long.